Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are warned that the following recordings may contain the sounds and voices of deceased persons. Conversations on Country is a series of diverse stories of place and being of Goombanga, Dangari, Biripi and Worimi nations.
Gujigo, Ngata Ben Stewart, Ngata Jirang Damba Biripa Guri, Ngata Jirang Damba Worimi Guri. Ye Biripa Barai, Ye Baraba Barai, Ye Nirumba Barai. Ngata Juiling Gatang, Gatai Barugi Nirun Marumbu. How are you all? My name is Ben Stewart. I'm also known as Ben Saunders. I've been raised as a Saunders, but my name is Ben Stewart. This is Biripa country we're on. I'm speaking Gatang language to you, the language that belongs to the Biripa, Worimi and Gurungai people. Let's all swim like sharks on Biripa country. The shark is the totem of the Biripa people. Marumbu, thank you. I'm actually employed as a teacher at Tari High School. My role is the head teacher of Aboriginal education. Our dictionary was actually released in 2010, but prior to that, there was a lot of community work that went involved, and there was a lot of our community members worked in consultation with Murubaya, the Aboriginal language group up at Nambucca, and they've been a fantastic support for Gatang countries. Before the dictionary was actually released, I had a draft copy of heaps of different language resources that was given to me by Aunty Pam Saunders, who's recently just passed. And Aunty Pam was a beautiful, amazing woman. And she gave my cousin Jay, who was just passed as well, who was an absolutely amazing man. And he was like my brother Jay was. And we had this list of words, basically. And Jay and I have worked together, and for the past probably 15 years, we've basically been inseparable. But Jay and I, when we had just this draft list of words, we started speaking language, and this is probably 15 years ago now. Looking back now, a lot of the stuff we actually got wrong back then because we didn't know better, but through using it and through learning it, we've actually we've learnt from our mistakes in regard to what we're speaking, and we've gotten a lot more comfortable with it. I guess the passion that I have in speaking Gatang is because I feel like I'm connecting with my culture and connecting with my country. So there's so much cultural knowledge to learn through learning language. It's something bigger than me, and it's bigger than any person. It's we speak with our ancestors when we speak language. There's a sense of healing when you speak language. When you start learning your own language, your native tongue, it's like you have a key that unlocks this part of you that you knew was there, but you couldn't connect with. As an Aboriginal person, the language doesn't belong to us, it belongs to country. We've got a responsibility, we're the custodians of it, and we've got to care for it. I was always raised to forget the us and them thing, so it's not a thing to divide non-Aboriginal and Aboriginal people, but I think through teaching a certain degree of language, it's bringing us together. It doesn't matter if you're Aboriginal or if you're not Aboriginal, if this is your home, you have some form of connection with the language, because the language belongs to the country. So through learning language, you're learning about your own country. There's different levels of language that you teach to community or you teach to everyone, because with Aboriginal knowledge, there's certain knowledge that's not for everyone, there's certain knowledge that is just for Aboriginal community. And those sensitivities we need to be aware of those. So it's very important, the people that are teaching the language as well. It's not just anyone that can learn the language can go out and just teach it, because the last thing that we need to see is our language and culture being exploited. So those sensitivities are very important. A lot of our places around community are named in Gatang. And that's something that we don't even realise. So people that have never spoken Gatang before, chances are they have actually spoken Gatang before. So growing up as a little kid, I didn't know a lot of that. I'd always been told that Tangkari means plenty of fish. And when you actually, through learning language, you'll find that it actually means having plenty of skin. And it was referring to the silver skin flickering in the water, which would translate as plenty of fish. But so when you learn learning the language, you soon realise how much language is actually around us, and we weren't even aware of it. I know here in Tari, we had out at what's known as Perfleet now, was in 1900 that was established as Sunrise Station, which was a Aboriginal reserve, which was very, very controlling. the punishments were severe if you were to speak language. You were completely, the right to speak, our language was never lost. The right to speak it was taken away. And if you take the right away to speak the language, that means that if there's no one allowed to speak it, that a language can get lost. And we like to refer to it as sleeping, not lost. But our language suffered from that a lot. And we're very fortunate that we had various resources. There was an elder by the name of Uncle Eddie Lobbin who was recorded by a linguist by the name of Nils Holmer. And as a result of those recordings, we've been able to gain a lot of our language back. And that's how our majority of our dictionary was constructed, through those recordings and some other resources. Gutung belongs to three different communities. We've got Birrdupiah, Wadamai and Gurungai. And at first, Tari was the hub, where the language centre, Murubai up at Nambucca, they would come down to support the three communities. There was a variety of people from those three communities that came to Tari to learn the language in the early stages, and Tari was the hub. Now it has changed, where there's people that are competent in all three nations now that speak Gutung. So there's each community has their own little language groups that have started up to support the language and support how it's to be facilitated in each community. I've been lucky to be supported by many community members. Uncle Russell Saunders has been a mentor for me, and he's been absolutely amazing. And he's helped me teach language. He loves being in my language classes, whether it's at the school level or to community. And he just jumps in and shares what knowledge he thinks is appropriate to support what I'm teaching. Now, Uncle Russ is from a generation where he was not allowed to speak the language, and the generation before him was not allowed to speak the language. So there's little parts of language that he thought he had, but through being part of my language classes to community and in the school situation, he's realised that he actually knows more language than what he thought he did. And he remembers certain, if I say a word, he remembers it. He'll recall a certain elder saying, "I remember this elder saying that word, and I remember it pronounced like this." So I'm actually, even though I've been taught language, I'm learning things from Uncle Russ, who thought that, who has just realised that he's actually more competent at language than what he thought he was. So our elders still have a lot of language. It's just that they even the elders that don't think that they have any language, when they hear words, it comes back, and there's a lot of knowledge in there regarding language that some of our elders that haven't even spoken language will be able to comment on. You do see with some younger people when they're learning language, you do see some racial stereotypes that are in there that have been inherited from people before them. And through learning about it, you see those racial stereotypes just diminish rapidly. It's actually easier teaching children than it is adults, because especially when our first spoken language is English, we rely so much on English, where children haven't been speaking it as long. So they don't have as many habits, I guess, that are that are ingrained into the way they speak, where as adults we do. So the children learn it so quickly, and they just want more. They engage with it, they love it, and you can see them connecting with country. You see them, it's like when I said earlier that I felt like I found a key that unlocked a part of me that I didn't know was there. You see the non-Aboriginal students as well have a different appreciation for Aboriginal people. Every student, whether Aboriginal or not Aboriginal, you see them feel more connected with country straight away. You watch the young Aboriginal students learn it, and they've got this pride in their identity. But it's so amazing to see an Aboriginal student that may previously have been shy and not engaged, or they may not be engaged in other subjects or other areas in their life, and through learning language, they have this new sense of confidence where they come out and their self-esteem level improves. Their whole purpose in engaging in anything seems to be improved through doing it. When teaching adults, it can be a little bit tricky, and that's because we've already got our preconceived ideas of how language should be constructed. So an Aboriginal language and English, they're so different. It's very, very common that you can't find a word to describe an English word. So when someone says, "Can you translate, or what's the word for this?" and they'll say something in English, there might not be a Gutung word for it. And we've also got to realise, what we've got to remember is that Gutung is an ancient language. We live in a modern society where a lot of the things that are around in today's society didn't exist when we had Gutung. So we can describe things in Gutung, but to try and translate it explicitly becomes very challenging. What I can say is the outcome that we've seen in Biripi country here is that it's made a massive difference for children and adults. We have a lot of language holders, but there are a few people that are willing to jump up and teach it to a lot of people, because it's quite intimidating jumping up in front of 30 people speaking, and a lot of people just don't want to do that. So it's I think in the future it'd be good to have more language holders that are willing to jump up and teach it. So I think that will be nice. I would like to see a higher engagement of elders that are involved in that process as well. There are a lot of elders that are involved in language, but the sensitivities involved there as well. But the elders, they have a lot of knowledge with language, which is we need to acknowledge that. I think we're going to have a lot of very fluent language holders in the future, which will be nice because there's very few fluent language holders at the moment. I think what we're going to see is in between different communities. So in Gatang countries, there's three different communities that speak it. I think we're going to see, and it's already starting to happen, we're starting to see the communities go off in slightly different directions, which I think is nice. In Australia, regarding Aboriginal languages, we've got a minimum of 250 languages and over 800 dialects of Aboriginal languages. So the diversity in Aboriginal languages is amazing. And we're going to see diversity within Gatang communities, and that'll be more noticeable, I think, in the future. But I think that the future will be, it's going to be very inspiring to see what happens in the next 10 to 15 years in regard to Aboriginal language in Gatang communities anyway.
Conversations on Country is proudly brought to you by SBS and Saltwater Freshwater Arts Alliance. It was recorded on Gumbangat, Dangari, Biripi and Warramai land. Our storyteller for this episode was Ben Stewart, a proud Biripi man. Theme music was recorded by Grow the Music with Carrie Munro Greentree on guitar and Ben Ferguson on didgeridoo. Special thanks also to Maddie Whitford. Production of this podcast series was by Simon Portis and Liz Keane from Headline Productions, with additional production by Maddie Whitford. A big thank you also to Murubai Aboriginal Language and Culture Cooperative for their guidance. I'm Artie B. Ballengarry. Tarandang.